أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يسألونك عن الخمر والميسر، قل فيهما إثم كبير ومنافع للناس وإثمهما أكبر من نفعهما. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala explained about spending in the path of Allah Ta'ala, our lives also, our wealth also. And spending in the path of Allah Ta'ala is a source of great goodness, lot of barakat, rahmat, security comes to a person when he spends in the path of Allah Ta'ala. In these ayat now, Allah is explaining that the places where we should not be spending our money, where we should stay away totally from spending our money. And we should understand that even before the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and even during his time until today, these two great sins were prevalent in people. One was wine, drinking of liquor, drinking of wine. And the other, gambling. That was also present all the time. So Islam still did not give any commands with regard to gambling and with wine. As the laws came down gradually, then Allah Ta'ala declared both of them haram. But at the beginning, there were no rulings given with regard to them. So Allah Ta'ala says, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْخَمْرِ وَالْمَيْسِرِ تُجھے پوچھتے ہیں حکم شراب کا اور جوئے کا. The Sahaba, whose nature, and this is when one very important thing, that a person should turn towards Allah Ta'ala with the ibadat and with sincerity to Allah Ta'ala. When he does that, Allah Ta'ala inspires him with righteousness. He automatically comes on the right path. And without even knowing the laws, his desires and his way of life goes towards righteousness. And he stays away from haram and all undesirable things. So that quality was in the Sahaba. And for that reason, they had now doubts with regard to liquor and with regard to gambling. Though it was prevalent. And it was even the Sahaba, as in other places also it comes, they don't, لا تقربوا الصلاة وانتم سكارى. Don't come near namaz also while you are drunk. It was a common thing. Everyone was drinking also, and gambling also, everyone was involved. But righteous nature, they felt, no, there's something wrong here. We must find out about it. So they asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what do you say about wine, drinking of liquor, and about gambling? So this was still the beginning commandments, where Allah still did not make it haram. Even in this ayat, they were not made haram. Gradually, and as we will discuss it later, that how Allah made it haram gradually, and what the great, great benefits were in there. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told them, in any case, قُلْ فِيهِمَا إِثْمٌ كَبِيرٌ وَمَنَافِعُ لِلنَّاسِ كَهْدَ أُنْمَا بَرَا غُنَا هَي اور فائدے بھی ہے لوگوں کو. Say to them that there is a very big guna in gambling and drinking wine, and there are benefits also in it. Yeah, the ulama, the fuqaha, muftiyan draw out a great principle that things that have benefit in them and they are harmful also. So what is the ruling with regard to that? So yeah, Allah Ta'ala said, O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, say to them that there are big gunas in them. The one big guna is the harms of this world. And the harms of this world, of wine, drinking, is evident to everyone. It makes the mind of a person completely useless. He can't think properly. He starts swearing. He can't walk properly. He staggers and he walks. It destroys his health completely. The amount of harm, the amount of accidents that take place, the amount of murders that take place, all because of this drinking of wine. As one person, when the world made smoking in public places, when they banned it, like in aeroplanes, etc., public airports, etc., and they said, why don't they ban wine also? So they said that cigarette smoking causes harm to oneself and to others also. The passive smoker who is inhaling the smoke, he is also harmed. But by wine, only the person who drinks and the person who or the others are not harmed by it. So a beautiful answer somebody gave, just go and stand at the casualty department of a hospital and see the amount of patients who come in because of, who were stabbed because a person was drunk. Accidents that took place because a person was drunk. So this is very, very short thinking, very limited thinking to think that wine does not cause harm to other people. It causes more harm to other people than cigarette smoking also. In a family where there is an alcoholic, ask the family what is the condition there in the, like a drug addict and alcoholic also. So how much of harm to that family? That person for his alcohol, the money he wants, he will steal, he will even kill, just like a drug addict. They kill people also just to get that few cents to buy some drugs. Like that, an alcoholic also. So there are great, great harms. And besides that, if there weren't these harms, then the guna in akhirat, breaking the laws of Allah, is very, very severe. So there are great harms. Well, and also in gambling, that a person, the vast majority of the people lose money in gambling. How many people have become insolvent? How many people are a burden on their families because of their gambling? This is also such an addiction that just to go and gamble, a person wants money to go and gamble, and he will kill also to get that little money, like for drugs or for alcohol or for cigarettes. When a person just wants it and he wants that money, he will steal, he will kill also. So there are those great harms also. And the vast majority of people lose money. A few will make money, that little benefit for them that they have made money. And the rules of gambling, a person can check it out on the internet also, whether it is the principles that they have kept for gambling, the people who are the runners of the gambling den, they make sure that they will never lose out. And exactly the same rules apply in insurance also. That insurance also, a few people will get paid out. But the vast majority of people who are paying premiums the whole life, they are losing out all the time. So there are some benefits and there are harms also. And Allah Ta'ala declares, وَإِثْمُهُمَا أَكْبَرُ مِن نَفْعِهِمَا. Aur inka guna bahut bada hai unke fayde se. Allah, who knows everything, says that the guna and the harm in it is much more greater than the benefit. Though there are some benefits also for some people, some limited benefits, but the harms are much, much more greater. So in this way, Allah Ta'ala had discouraged drinking of wine and gambling. At that stage, when this ayat was revealed, it was not made haram still. It was made gradually haram, and the benefit of it is that till today, generally the Muslims understand that drinking of wine, and it is totally haram, and they abstain from it also. There are cases, there are people who drink, Muslims also. The same way with gambling. In a Muslim community and society, it is known and accepted that it is taboo. You can't gamble, you can't drink wine. Though there are people who gamble even amongst the Muslim people, and now with the name change of gambling, many people are engaged in gambling. For example, soccer to sports has become also gambling, where you bet on a team, etc. And all the game match fixing that takes place, all that is because of this gambling. So many people think they're not in gambling, but for watching sports, etc., we are accessories and part and parcel of this gambling also. But anyway, the Allah Ta'ala said that at this stage, the gambling and drinking of wine was not yet declared haram. But Allah was preparing the minds. that there are great, great harms. Though you are seeing some and you perceive some benefit, but the harms are much more greater than the benefit. And that rule applies in all things, in which there is harm and there is benefit also. Then we should see which is the greater thing. Is the benefit greater or is the harm greater? So Allah Ta'ala prepared the minds, and then in front, in other ayahs which we will discuss inshallah, how gradually Allah Ta'ala has made it totally haram, and by that beautiful method Allah saves the ummah by and large forever from these terrible, terrible things of drinking of wine and gambling. May Allah protect us from all gunas. Understand what a great ni'mat Islam is for us. Just from this, that Allah made for us wine haram. He made gambling haram and all the other things. Womanizing, music, dancing, interest. It was Allah's great, great favors upon us. And that we have a very clean and pure life if we abide to Islam. And the fruit of it we will see in this world. And much more greater we'll see the fruit in the akhirah. May Allah let us stick firmly to deen and to Islam. And understand and appreciate this great ni'mat of Islam. وآخر دعوانا